Weiter in Shasvir and Makus Daf. Test. Pick it up on Chesed Beis Barabamana Pays, next part of the Mishnah. We have said in the Mishnah that a kol golanayde Yisrael, everyone will go to Golos through a Jew, meaning of the killer Jew. V'yisrael golanaydeim, and a Jew will go to Golos for them of killing them. Says the Gemara now, kol golanayde Yisrael, kol golanayde Yisrael, Lusui, man, who's that including? Lusui, Eved Kusi is coming to include an Eved Kenani and a Kusi, that there it's going to be the same thing, but it's reciprocal. Tanina Laha, the Tanur Rabban, on Eved Vekusi, Golav Elokayde Yisrael, V'yisrael Golav Elokayde Kusi V'Eved. Now, says the Gemara, Bishlam Eved Vekusi, that Eved Vekusi Golav, they go to Golos Ayde Yisrael if they kill a Jew, or Beshogeg, or Loka, they get Malkus, Golav Dekatla V'Loka, the Dlatir, they go to Golos if they killed him, Beshogeg, and they are give Malchus if they cursed a Jew. Ela Yisrael Golav Elokai De Kusi. What are you talking about? Bishlo Golav Katler is going to kill Elokai Amai. Why would he why would he give Malchus for what? The Latia for cursing him. But Nasi Ba'amcha Losar. That would only happen if it was a Nasi Ba'amcha that you came and you cursed. But also Maisa Amcha. The one is doing Maisa Amcha. Ela Amrav Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Kegon Shehei Bova Huzam. We're talking about Rashi says the Jew Chayav Malchus if a Jew is hanging on an Eved Kusi. The Chayav Malchus. And it turns out they're really not, then they get what they tried to give. The cover specifically, well, I can't work the cover saying Eved because it's got to be reciprocal by an Eved. Shahid Bovahuzam, where he was made on a Yid that he should get Malchus, and then he gets it. But Eved Bar Yidus, who is here Bar Yidus? Ella, so we have to come up with a new answer. Ella, Amarava. Sorry, Amar of Acha Beredavika, Hacha Maeskinan, Kigon Shikau, Haka, beep, turn the page. Test him off. She'ain Ba Shavaputa. He gives him a whack that's not the value of a Shavaputa. Says Rashi, She'im Yesh Ba Tashlumi Pruta, Misham, because if it is a value of a Shavaputa, then he is. He just pays. Benolka is a Malchus. The Alfinim Riksuvas, the Alfinim Riksuvas, Elen Iris, Papirish, Ripsa Torah, Chova v'chaver tashlum, and we include v'chein b'shavapruta loke shavar al lo Yosef pen Yosef. You're over on a pasuk we're getting at Malchus for it. Damer Rav Ami shem b'shavapruta. Damer Rav Ami back in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yochanan hikar akar shem b'shavapruta loke. He gets Malchus. V'lo makshin akar leklala, and we don't make a hekesh of the smack to the curse. Says Rashi, Lomer shekashem she'ino loka al kalasa, just like getting a Malchus for his klala, d'chse ba'amcha kaklo yilka ala ka'asa, you didn't get a Malchus for his hitting him. Uplukta the hebus tanhejim acholkos, it's tanhejim, ika de makish, vidukla makish, some of the makish, some that don't. And this is the case where we say that we don't do the hekish, and therefore that is the case of Malchus. Zog the next part of the Mishnah. Chutz me'al yedei ger toshav. Says Rashi, chutz me'ger toshav hu mashma demitarvayu memayatah. It's coming to exclude it from both cases. The lo hu gole ayidei rigoso elenerag v'liso gole alav. That is that if a Jew kills a ger toshav or b'shogeg, or ger toshav because a Jew b'shogeg, none of them go to gola. Says the Gemara, alma ger toshav v'kachavmu. It looks like we're comparing a ger toshav to a guy. But in a seifa, let's look at the seifa, ger toshav gola de ger toshav. He goes to gola for a ger toshav. Hold on, if he's like a guy, why would he have gola? Some have kan and lukasha. Kan be ger toshav shahar ger toshav. Kan be ger toshav shahar Yisrael. And a ger toshav because not a ger toshav. That's where the din would apply for them. Because look what he saw, then it wouldn't. Says Rashi, ger toshav. Because get toshav gola, kid de katani behedya, veresha kishar, is this all little gola, the losagi little golas, it's not enough of a kapar from just going to golas. Ikidor Mikari, that is some brought this as a contradiction of Psukkim. Ksev, it says, of Bnei Sova, Lagela, Toshav, Sochem, Tiyan, and Sheshar, we have the Ari Miklot for a Bnei Sova and Ger Toshav. Ksev, we have the Pasuk that says about a Ari Miklot, for a Lachem, Ari Miklot, just for you and not for Lachem, Velo, Lagerim, which sounds like it's for you and not for Gerim. Amar Avkana, Lokasha. Kan beger toshav shahar yisrael, kan beger toshav shahar ger toshav. Ramini, but we have ourselves a contradiction. Because we know the Gemara Sanhedrin of Nun Zion brings down the following idea. That is, says, Lefikach, says Rashi, Asheva mitzvah shenesava b'nei noach koi, ve... It's on Shabbat Minister B'nai Noach that we're going on over here. de kaimalan that we hold, that's the Bach switch, the kaimalan as harasa and zui misasan. The warning is they're getting killed. The fikach ger toshav o ovid kochavim shahargu neheragin vafilu b'shogeg. I don't care if it's shogeg, it's basically they're killed. Shem b'nei noach tzrichen asra. K'damir v'sanezhin daftan zayin that unia ni asra. So now we have a bit of a frown because we just said there's galos. Ramin al fikach ger v'ovid kochavim shahargu neheragin. Katani ger dumi dovid kochavim. We compare ger to a guy. Ma ovid kochavim. Just like an ovid kochavim. Lo shna dekatal bar minei. I don't care if he killed ovid kochavim. Lo shna dekatal la bar minei. Doesn't matter who he killed. Rashi says over Chavim Kamoso, or not like him, he killed a Jew. As a matter, Narag, he is killed Afger. So to a Ger Toshav, it doesn't make a difference whether he killed a Ger Toshav like him or he killed Israel. Lo Shad the Kotabar Mineh, Lo Shad the Kotalabar Mineh. He should be killed. Oh, what are you going to do now? Amar Avchistav Chista says, Lo Kasha. Kan Shargu Derech Yerida, Kan Shargu Derech Aliyah. We're going to make a distinction on how he killed. Derech Yerida, the Yisrael Gali, by a Derech Yerida, by a Jew, he would go to Galus. Iunami Sagi Lebe Galus. So by him also, we apply the same din of Galus, Derech Aliyah, the Yisrael Potter, but he did Aliyah, that the Jew is going to be off the hook. Hu Narag, then he is going to be killed. But comes Rabba to ask a question. It says, Rabba, but the Bach changes it to Rabba. We're going to see it over and over again. It's always Rabba. Omer le Rabba, v'lav kavachomer hu. But hold on a second. Isn't it a kavachomer that we should say the opposite? Uma derech yirida di Yisrael gali. If it's yirida the right Jew, it's galus. Iu nami sagi libe galus. Then it's good enough for him also to go to galus. So what do we see? That he's not more chamor than a Jew. Derech aliyah di Yisrael pater. Derech aliyah, a Jew is pater. Iu nerag? You want to say now that he's going to be killed? How does that make any sense? El Omer Rav, Rav is different. But Omer Mutter, the Bryce is talking about a Ger Toshav that says Mutter. He thinks it's Mutter. Rashi says, then Nerag de Lav Bar Golosu. But Omer Mutter Nerag de Lav Bar Golosu. That's not called a Bar Golos. Omer Le Abaye. So Abaye says back, now hold a do, right? We're talking about now that the Ger Toshav goes in and killed the person intentionally, but he thought that it's mutter for him to do it. In that case, a Jew wouldn't go to Golus because it's too much. It's not going to be, able to get kapar for such a thing. And therefore, we're going to say the Ger Toshav also, he is going to be killed for such a thing. But by regular case of Shogeg, where a Yid would go to Golus, a Ger Toshav also, for killing a Ger Toshav, is not going to be killed. Now, says the Gemara, Omer le Abaye says back, Omer Mutter, Anasu. What do you mean? Omer Mutter is not considered that he's going to be killed now. It's considered a case of Ones. And you can't be held responsible. You know that it's going to be Mutter. Therefore, why would it be that he should be killed? So therefore, you can't go and kill him in such a case. Says the Gemara, Omer le. So he says back, Rabbi says back, Shani Omer Mutter, Karv le Mezidu. I am of the opinion that someone who says Mutter, that person is considered like a Mezid. And therefore, he is going to be killed. Yoy, Kasavar Behem. Right, like we're going to see in a minute about this. Okay, so we have straight up over here that Rav Chista and Rabba, they have a big machlokas over here where the person is held responsible for something they thought was mutter. They're going to argue, right? That is, are you held responsible for something that you should have known? Vazu Tamayu, and they actually go according to their own reasoning. Rashi says, Rav Chista, the lo bayi lishnuye ba'omer mutter, the kasavar onesu. The Rabba damer nerak, right? So Rav Chista says, he's not going to be killed because it's called Anas. And Rabbi says, no, he's going to be killed. Why? Itmar. We saw this earlier, by the way, and of Zion Amud Beis. The Itmar. Kasavra Behem of an Imsa Adam. If somebody says, I thought that was an animal, it turned out to be a man, a person. Rabbi says, Arei Zek, Omer Mutter. Shayolo Lilmod. That's like a person saying, I thought it was Mutter. He should have learned. Vaf Zeh, Hayolo La'ayin, Ubeger Toshavaskin. He should have looked into it. Kenani, even say Ger Toshav, I thought it was Kenani, it was Ger Toshav. Rabba Omer Chayev, Rabba says, you are going to be Chayev. Rashi says, Misa. Omer Mutter, Karv Lemezidu, because he says, Omer Mutter is considered like Mazed. And Tosa says, Mishum de Havalo Lilmo Vachanami, Olayan. He should have looked into it. Rav Chista Omer Potter. No, this person is going to be off the hook. Omer Mutter Onusu. Because his Omer Mutter is considered an Onus. Therefore, he's not going to be killed for it. Now they try to knock each other off. Esvi Rabba, Rav Chista, Rabba, who's of the opinion that Omer Mutter is considered mazid. He has the kasha Rav Chista. He says that it's a ganonis because what happens? We know the pasuk tells us that when Avimelech takes Avram's wife, takes Sarah, and then it turns out that this, you know, he thought it was a sister. Then Hashem came to him in a dream and said, "Hincha meis halisha shelakachta. You're not going to die for the woman that you took. My la b'dei Adam. Does it mean he's going to die b'dei Adam?" Rashi says, "B'dinei b'nei Noach v'zeh omer mutter hoya so kasavra achos Avrami." Yet still, he's going to be killed. So it means that omer mutter is going to cover the mazid. Oh, it says back, "Lo, that's not what it means. B'dei shamayim, he's going to be killed b'dei shamayim." And therefore, we don't have a raya against me. And Dekanami, we also have a brisa which goes ahead and supports this idea that that it means bidei shamayim. Dekanami, because dechsev mechatoli, that what the pasuk says, I prevented you from sinning against me. That's what Kosh Baruch Hu says to him in the dream, and not sinning against somebody else. So if we see it, it's bidei shamayim. Hold on 1 second. Really, that's what you want to say? That's your raya. V'litameich. According to you, the fact that this bechatoli would be bidei shamayim, not bidei adam. V'litameich v'chatasi lelukim. And Yosef says, I can't be with you, Eishes Potifar, because I'd be sinning against God. Lelukim lelo adam. It's only sinning against God, but not sinning against man. Rashi says, v'lo yodei yishayi yishayish. You knew it's Eishes Ish. Ela dino maser l'adam. Must be that the sin would have been against God, is also understood against a man to go to take care of. Right? So here too, Hachanami by Avimelech, when he says, Bechatoli, Dini Masal Adam is given over to man. So you don't have a riot from that pasuk. But still, nonetheless, you don't have a riot to say that it's Dini Adam. Therefore, Rabbah doesn't have a full on riot. Just this wasn't a good deka. Eisvei Abaye L'Rava, now we flip it around. Abaye says that it's onus. He asks the question on Rava. He says, Hagoy gam tzadik tarog. Right? What was the response when he says, Avimelech says, what, you're going to kill a guy, gam tzadik, even though we're a tzadik? How could you kill us? Sounds like Hashem was molded to him. It sounds like he wasn't onus. Right, he says, I shouldn't be held responsible. And Hashem seems to be saying, yeah, you're right. He says, no, not a, you're right. That's why I didn't let you do it. No, hasam kidakama hadri lave. Really, there is like he was answered. says Rashi, lo hodu l'dvarav. Hashem wasn't masking to him. He wasn't admitting to his tain over here. Sheishav lo tshuva shechayiv misa she'eno tzadik badaver shayilu lomo derech eretz kedem farshal. You really should learn derech eretz and didn't. Hasam kedekom hadri levei ve'ata hoshev eishes ayish ki naviu. Return this married woman because he is a navi. Sheiches, what does it matter if he's a navi? Beep, turn the page. That's on the base. Eishes navi who did tader only because of the fact that eishes navi now has to go in and return Sarah. The lav navi lo tader, but if it wouldn't be eishes navi, then you wouldn't have to go and return her. How does that make any sense? Ella, no, what it means is kedamer of Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Hashem only says the amer of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, amer of Yonasan, hachi kamerli. This is what Hashem is saying to Avimelech. Ve'atah shev eishes ha'ish. Right now, return, they should become makom, no matter what, whether he's a navi or not. Utagamer tagoy gan tzadik tarug. And when you said to me, Avimelech, that, well, you're going to kill a tzadik, come on. Hello, Amar li achosi, didn't you say to my sister? Navi who? The guy's a navi. Umimcha lama, the navi meaning his intelligence, the chacham, and from you he learned. Ach sanya hu shabala ir. If somebody comes, you know, to a city, when a visitor comes, al iske achilo ushtia sholino. So you ask him, are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Klum sholino so ishtachazu achoschayazu. What do you say? Is it making sense? A guest comes down. The first thing you say, is that your wife? Is that your sister? Mikan sheben noach shenerag shahayol olama v'olamad. Because he understood from you that you're asking such a thing over here. Must be that you really want to be taking her and I'm going to be killed for such a thing. And therefore he says that he's a Navi, meaning that it's your problem that you caused him to behave like that. And that's what he's saying to them, that really you're not innocent. You should be killed for adultery here. If we see that a Ben Noach is going to be killed for doing this, something that he thought was mutter because it was his responsibility to have learned, and he didn't learn from it. Zok the next Halakha Mishnah, Hasuma Eino Gola, a blind person does not go to Galus for going ahead and killing someone b'shogeg. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Zakeh Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir Omer, Gola, of course he goes to Galus. Hasone Eino Gola, someone who's an enemy, if I kill my enemy, I don't go to Galus. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hasone Nerag, not only I don't go to Galus, but I'm killed. B'pnei Shehu Kamud is considered like a Mu'ad. Rashi says, Kamusra Alav Oveir Al Asra, Devadi Ladas Argo. It's already considered Hasra sized. You don't need any Asra to be given there. Rishimon Omer, Yesone Gola, Yesone Sheino Gola. There's some Sona which Yesone Sheino. There is a Sona that goes to Gaul. So Yesona She'enu Gola. That doesn't go to Gaul. So Rashi says, Velo Nergen, he's not killed. Zakal, this is a general rule. Kolchu Yochol Lomer Ladas Harak, Eno Gola. Vishalo Ladas Harak, Hare Zeh Gola. Anyone, whenever one can say that he killed intentionally, so doesn't go to Golas. Rashi says, Kol Hariga She'chon Lomer, Hariga Zushal Ladas Harisa, Eno Gola, Vishachal Shadu Alkach. He's suspected to have done it. Vishalo Das Harak, says Rashi, Kisharriga Zu Vadai Shalo Das. It's clearly not done Bidas intentionally. She'eno Adam Yochol Lomer Le Ladas Harisa Gola, but Gemara Farish, like once again, explain what that means. Then this person goes to Golas. So in the beginning of the Mishnah, we had a mechlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. What is the din of a blind person? If he kills someone b'shogeg, does he go to Gullus or not? According to Rabbi Yehuda, a blind person does not go to Gullus for killing b'shogeg. According to Rabbi Meir, he does. Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, Beloros. One of the examples of a shogeg that a person goes to Gullus is Beloros, Vayapa Allah, Vayamos, without seeing, and he caused a fall in the person ended up dying. So what is that coming to tell you? Below Ra'os, Prat L'Suma, that's excluding a Suma. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Damash Makan Lo Ra'a, Kan Lo Ra'a, here you didn't see. Aval Ro'a Makamacha, you can see in another place. Prat L'Suma, Shein Ro'a B'Shem Makam. So what it says is, and you didn't see, normally you do see this, you didn't see. But if you can't see ever, then you're not going to be going to Gullus at all. Div Rabbi Yehuda, Zay Gizuk Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, Below Ra'os, is actually Le Rabos, the Suma is coming to include a Suma. Now let's break it down. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda that you're going to say that a Suma is going to not go to Gullus? Dichsev, because the pasuk says of Asher Yavo El Reyehu Bashar, that you went with your friend into the forest, and according to that, you would say that Afilu Suma, you can go into the forest. Asa Bela Ros, Miate. But then the pasuk comes and says, Maate, Bela Ros, and without seeing, it's coming to be Mamait, a blind person. Verbi Meir, how could he go and say going to be chayv? Below Ra'os Lamait and Echinami, that is being might. But Bli Das Lamait, there's another pasuk which says Asher Yakas Reo, but Bli Das without knowledge, that's also going to be might a blind person because he doesn't know what's going on, because he doesn't see it. Have a miyat achar miyat, and then you end up being that this is a miyat achar miyat. The ain miyat achar miyat el the rabos, and we know the din is that if you have two miyat and one after the next, the only thing that's coming to do is coming to include, and therefore you're going to include a suma that he's also going to be chayev. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, what does he say? Babli das prat l'miskavin, says Rashi, k'de amran la'el, and davzan m'beis. Babli das doesn't, it's not talking about a blind person, it's talking about someone who's doing it with das, with miskavin with das, that's what it's coming to say, and therefore a blind person, it's not two miyutim one after the next, it's only one miyut, and therefore it's mimayit, a blind person. He doesn't go to Galus, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Zok the next part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Asone Nerag, Asone, someone who hates someone, he's going to kill someone, even quote unquote, B'shogeg, he is still killed. Ay, V'olo Asrabe, we didn't give any Asra, Masnissin Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, he. Netanya, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, we saw this in Sanhedrin, Chesam Rabbi, a few times, we saw earlier in our Masechta. Chaver Eino Tzarech Asra, Chaver doesn't need Asra, Chaver is a person who is a great Torah scholar. He doesn't need Asra. The only reason why the Asra is given is to make a distinction between Shogi Mezi, Rashi Shalo Yachal Lomar, Lo Yisi Odeh, Asha Asra, I know that it's Asr. But over here, there's, we don't have to worry about that. Was he doing it with Shogi Mezi? Certainly he was doing it with Mezi. The Ritva says that we're talking about Avia, obviously then this person has to be a Chaver in order to be on this level. Okay, in any event, Zok Tanks for the Mishnah, Shimon Omer, Yesone Gola, this is Sone. That is Gola, right? If he says, Yesh Sone Gola, Yesh Sone Zene Gola, Zeklal, Kosu Yachalom, and the Dasarag, Eno Gola, Shalom Dasarag, Hariz Gola. Says the Gemara Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Tanya. Okay, Ketzad Amar Rabbi Shimon. What is Rabbi Shimon talking about? When does he say his whole shtickle over here that Kol Yeshon Gol Yeshon Yeshen Gola Zekal Kol Shu Yachal Omer Ladasar Agin Gola V'Shal Ladasar Herzegola? Under what circumstances is said Yeshon Gol Yeshon Yeshen Gola Nifsak? Let's say you have that the rope broke. That is, says Rashi, a chevel v'nafa alav ein lomer ba ladaf zeh. He can't say that he did it intentionally. You know, this rope is holding something, and it broke or it slipped out of his hand, and the thing then fell down at the person that killed someone. Nifsak gola, he goes to golas. But nishmat, if it slipped out of his hands, Rashi says, a chevel miyado v'nafa alav ein o golas sheish lomer ladaf zeh. Then ein o golas, he doesn't go to golas. Straightforward, period. So if it's clear that it wasn't his fault because the rope snapped, so then he goes to Gauls. But if it slipped out of his hand, so then we assume that he did it intentionally, he doesn't go to Gauls. But how's where the problem starts? Vatanya, but we have another Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, and that's a big problem here because it's Rabbi Shimon himself. Li'olam eino gola ad she yishamet machatzalo miyado. He's never going to go to Golos unless his machatzalo is, Rashi says, hu ma'agila, shepalim mishatchem b'machatzayim, shu kli umna shalbonim v'blas traila. Right, so we've spoken about this in the past. This is when a type of kli that's used in order to smooth things out when you're plastering a roof. So, you're never going to Golos unless it slipped out of his hands that it hit someone. Sounds like it's saying over here, straight up, that if you don't go to Golos, if it snapped. In our Braisa, we just saw that if it snapped to go to Golos and it slipped out, you don't. Here it's saying that if it slips out, you're going to Golos, then you are going to Golos, but if it snapped, then you're not. Kasha nifsaka nifsa, kasha nishmata nishmat. Literally comes against everything. Each one, this Braisa is coming against the previous one. Nifsaka nifsaka is the kasha, because why? In the first Braisa, what did it say? That you're going to get Golos when it breaks. But the second one's saying you don't get Golos when it breaks. And with the slipping shtickle, the first Braisa says that you don't get Golos if it slips out. And the second one's saying you do get Golos if it slips out of your hands. The Bach here, very important, switches the order over here, and he says, Nishmat ha-nishmat lo-kasha. Okay, the slipping out stickle is not a kasha. That the first price says that if it slips out of your hands, you're going to be chayiv. The second one is that you go to Gaul, that you don't go to Gauls, because we assume you did it on purpose. And the second one says you do go to Gauls. Why? Ha ba'oiv, because the second price was saying you do go to Gauls. It's talking about when it's an oiv, it's your friend. And ha va'abasoni, the first one says that you don't go to Golos talking about when it's your enemy. And nifsaka nifsak lo kasha, breaking against breaking is not a kasha, it snaps. Why? Get ready for this. This is a throwback to what we saw in Zayim HaBeis. A machlokusin Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Ha Rebbe v'ha Rabbanon. If you remember over there, we saw machlokus that the person takes an axe and they hit a tree and then something slips out and kills someone. Do you go to Golos or do you not go to Golos? And Rabbi was the one who said that the woodchopper does not go to Golos if the head of the axe flew off. He says it's only when the wood chip flies off of the tree that it's going to and kill someone, that's going to be chayev. And so we have the same over here. It's like a rope that broke is considered like the axe head. So the thing that killed separated from the object being held by the person. And therefore, he's left holding just whatever is left over there. And so just like Rebbe doesn't give gullus for the axe that broke when the handle stays in the hand, so too he doesn't put gullus on an object that breaks and leaves a piece in his hand. And ha Rabbanon, the first Braisa, which does make gullus when the case of breaks, that goes according to the Rabbanon, that he holds, the Rabbanon held, that one whose axe broke does go to gullus. So the different Braisas are talking about different people. Rebbe's the second Braisa, he says you don't get gullus when it breaks. And the first one says that you do get gullus, the first Braisa, which says there is gullus, that goes to Chachamim, who says that it's like when the axe flies away. You get Golos there, the Golos here as well. Zok, the next Heliga Mishnah, Lehechan Golin. Where do they go to? And they said they go to Golos. Where do they go? And for the Gemara, La'ari Miklat, they go to the Ir Miklat, the city of refuge. The Shalosh of Eir Yadin, three were in what's known as the Transjordan. And Shalosh of Eretz Kenan, and three of them are in Eretz Kenan. Shinemar, a Shalosh Arim Titnu Me'er Liyardin, the Shalosh Arim Titnu Be'eretz Kenan. Three Eir Liyardin, and three of them in Kenan. And Anshelo Nifcharu Shalosh Eretz Yisrael, until the three in Eretz Yisrael weren't selected, Lo Yushalosh Rebei Yadin Koltos. The three in Transjordan didn't really work, says Rashi. Hainu Kol Arba Asrei Shana, Kol Arba Asrei Shekav Shevchalku, Achakach Abdilun, Yoshua. It took 14 years to go into Kaka, the whole thing, and then after that, they were Mavdil, each one of them. And until then, Lo Hayu Shalosh Shehivdil Moshe Be'er Yadin Koltos, it didn't really work. Shenemar Shish Ari Miklat Tihiena, that it says that the six Ari Miklat they shall be, Ash Yusheishtan Koltos Ka'achas, until they come into effect all this at the same time. You have to have that the three in Eretz Yisrael are chosen in order to the three that are in the Transjordan to work. And you add roads that went directly to them. It says you should prepare the way for yourself and divide into thirds. You have to make sure there's a way to get there. Musrin lahem shnei tamil chachamim. Two tamil chachamim would go along with them and escort them. Shema yahargenu baderech, because maybe the gol adam, as we know, that is a relative of the person that was killed b'shogeg, has the ability to go ahead and kill this person who did it b'shogeg. And we send two Tamil Chum along with him, Vidabri Love, and they try to speak to him to stop him. Rashi says, Vidabri Love, El Goladam, Vomunlo, Al Tarugbo, Al Tinagbo, Minag Shofchidom, don't deal with him like a murderer, because Bishkagabo, Maisaledo, he did it Bishogeg. So you try to stop him and do it. Remeir Omer, Humidabri De Aso, that he himself goes and he speaks up. We have a Ches on the scene. Okay, anyway, he himself goes and he speaks up, Shenemar, V'zed Dvar Rotzeach, and these are the words of the Rotzeach, of the one who killed. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Patchila used to be that Echad Shogeg V'Echad Mezid Makdimim La'ir Miklat. It doesn't matter whether someone kills them in Shogeg or Mezid, they go right away to an ir Miklat. Rashi says, Kolomar, Tchilas Mishpat Kol Rotzchim, V'afilu Mezidim, even did it with Mezid, V'yalav Taima B'Sifra D'Bi Rav me b'arav lo v'nas el achas. So no matter who was, they go over there. Bezin shulchan revino samishon. Then Bezin would go and bring them. Escort misha schayv misa Bezin argu. Someone who schayv misa, they kill him. B'shalon schayv misa p'teru. And if it was schayv misa, then he's pater. Misha schayv galus, and someone who schayv galus. And chesin usul them come. Then they send him back to this ir miklat shenemar ve'yishivu oso ha'edal ir miklata. And they go and they send him back to the ear miklat. Tanu Rabbanan says, the Gemara, Shalosh Arim Hivdil Moshe Be'er Yadin, there are three that Moshe Be'er set up in every yad in the Transjordan, who connect them to Dil Yoshua Be'eretz Canaan, and Yoshua had three in Eretz Canaan. Umuchuvanos Hayub Kemin Shte Shiros Shebekerem. They were aligned one to the next in two rows, like the rows of a vineyard. They were Chevron be-Yehuda. Rashi says that Elu Gneged Elu Kishte Shiros Kemo Shte Shiros Shebekerem. And they were as follows. Chevron b'Yehuda k'neged Betzer b'Midbar. Chevron in Yehuda was opposite Betzer in the desert. Shechem b'Har Ephraim k'neged Ramos b'Gilad. And Kedesh b'Har Naphtali k'neged Golan b'Bashan. Okay. V'shilashta. And it says you have to divide into three. You have to make these roads that they can get to it. Sheyu m'shulashin. The city should be set up in a way that there are three dividing lines in a way that there are equal amount of land between them. She midarim lechevron, kimichevron leshchem, umichevron leshchem, kimichchem lekedesh, umichchem lekedesh, kimichkedesh letzafon. Rashi points out that it comes out, it's divided into four sections from north to south. Like we said, each on each of these three dividing lines, there was a an ir miklat that was set up over there. So the land was divided by the cities three times. And that, Zagzag Rashi. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.